Hi, my name is Monica. I was born in 1998, so I'm 26 years old now. Today, I want to share something very close to my heart, the story of my family. This story is not just about me. It's about the people who shaped my life, stood by me through every challenge, and taught me the true meaning of love. If you're listening to this, I hope it helps you realize how precious your family is. Let's begin. My mom's name is Sarah. She is 50 years old and a homemaker. But to me, she is so much more. She is my guide, my safe place, and my biggest cheerleader. She has always been my source of strength, especially during the toughest moments of my life. I remember one time in school, I failed a math test. I was devastated. I locked myself in my room and cried for hours. When my mom came to check on me, she didn't scold me or show any disappointment. Instead, she sat beside me, wiped my tears, and said, "Monica, failure doesn't define you. It's just a stepping stone. You fall, you rise, and you try again." Her words gave me hope, and I worked harder than ever. The next time, I didn't just pass. I topped the class. My mom is the heart of our home. She cooks the most amazing meals, and every bite feels like love. She makes the house warm and comforting, always filling it with her laughter and care. She never complains, even though I know how much work she does for all of us. My dad's name is Michael. He's 54 years old and works as a businessman. To me, he's more than just my dad. He's my hero. My dad has always been my role model. He's the one who taught me to believe in myself and never give up. Whenever I feel scared or unsure about something, I think about what he once told me. "Monica, no one in the world is better than you. Walk with confidence, and the world will follow." I'll never forget the time I had to perform in a school play. I was so nervous that I wanted to quit. But my dad spent hours helping me practice, and he even watched me rehearse the same lines over and over without complaining. On the day of the play, he sat in the front row, clapping louder than anyone else. That's my dad, always my biggest supporter, always pushing me to do my best. Now, let's talk about my brother, Daniel. He's 24 years old and a bit of a troublemaker, but he's also my protector. If you have a brother, you know how they can drive you crazy one moment and make you feel safe the next. One day at school, some boys were making fun of me. When Daniel found out, he didn't hesitate for a second. He marched up to them and said, "If you even look at my sister again, you'll regret it." From that day, no one dared to say a word against me. Daniel may tease me all the time at home, but when it comes to protecting me, he's always there. At the same time, he's the funniest person I know. He has this amazing ability to make everyone laugh, even in the worst situations. Whenever I feel down, Daniel cracks a joke, and suddenly, everything feels a little brighter. My sister's name is Emily. She's 28 years old and 2 years older than me. Emily is like a second mother to me. She's always been the one I run to when I need advice or when I just want to talk. When I was a little girl, I was terrified of thunderstorms. Every time it rained, I would hide under my blanket, shaking with fear. Emily would climb into my bed, hug me tight, and tell me stories until I fell asleep. Even now, when life feels overwhelming, one phone call to Emily can make everything better. She has this way of making you feel like everything will be okay, no matter what. Today, I live far away from my family because of my job. And let me tell you, it's not easy. I miss them every single day. I miss my mom's hugs, my dad's wisdom, Daniel's jokes, and Emily's comforting words. When I was at home, I didn't realize how lucky I was. I took everything for granted. The love, the care, the small, everyday moments that now feel so precious. Now that I'm far from them, I've learned one important thing. Family is everything. One of my favorite memories is how every morning in our house felt like a celebration. My mom would wake up early, even before the sun, to make breakfast. The smell of pancakes, eggs, and fresh coffee would fill the house, and it felt like love in the air. My dad would sit at the dining table, reading the newspaper, and Daniel would always sneak a bite of food before it was ready. My mom would catch him every time, laughing and saying, "Daniel, let your sister eat first." My sister, Emily, was always the last one to wake up. She would rush to get ready, complaining that she couldn't find her favorite shirt or that her hair wouldn't stay in place. I would help her, and in return, she would braid my hair for school. These small, simple moments were so ordinary back then, but now I realize they were magical. Evenings were my favorite time of the day. After dinner, we would all sit together in the living room. My dad would tell us stories from his childhood, how he once got lost in the woods, or how he built a treehouse with his brothers. My mom, on the other hand, would talk about her dreams when she was young. She wanted to be a singer, but life had other plans. Still, she never gave up her love for music. She would hum her favorite songs while doing chores, and her voice was so soothing. Sometimes, we'd play board games as a family. Monopoly was our favorite. Daniel was always the banker, but he would cheat so often that we had to watch him like hawks. One night, I remember my dad asking, "If you could wish for one thing in the world, what would it be?" Daniel said, "A sports car." Emily said, "A big house by the beach." And when it was my turn, I said, "I just want us to stay together forever." Everyone laughed, but I meant it. Family is all I ever wanted. My parents taught me some of the most important lessons in life. My mom always said, "Monica, no matter how successful you become, stay kind. Kindness is what makes you truly great." And my dad? He always reminded me, "Life will not always be easy, but you have a family who loves you. That's your greatest strength." These words have stayed with me, guiding me through every challenge. My mom and I shared a special bond. Every Saturday, we would have kitchen time. She would teach me how to cook, and it was always such a mess. Flour everywhere, bowls falling off the counter, but we laughed through it all. She would say, "One day, when you cook for your own family, you'll remember these lessons." And she was right. Now, every time I cook, I feel like she's right there with me, guiding me. One day, when I was about 14, I had a big fight with my best friend. I came home crying, and my dad found me sitting on the porch. He sat down next to me and said, "Monica, not everyone will stay in your life. Friends may come and go, but your family is forever." At the time, I didn't fully understand what he meant. But now, years later, I realize how true those words are. Whenever I was sick, Emily would bring me soup and read me stories to cheer me up. She always knew how to make me smile, even when I didn't feel like it. One winter, I caught a terrible cold, and Emily stayed up all night taking care of me. She even missed her favorite concert just to be by my side. That's the kind of love only a sister can give. Daniel, of course, was the prankster of the family. He once put salt in my tea instead of sugar, and I spat it out all over the table. He laughed so hard that he fell off his chair. But Daniel also had a softer side. When I was sad, he would sit with me and tell me funny stories until I laughed again. He might have been annoying at times, but he always knew how to cheer me up. Now there are days when I come home after work, and the house feels so empty. No mom to ask how my day was, no dad to share his wisdom, no Daniel to make me laugh, and no Emily to hug me. I've realized that the true meaning of happiness isn't in big achievements or fancy things. It's in the people you love. It's in the small moments that make life beautiful. Now, I want to share something that makes my family truly special: the sacrifices they made for me and my siblings. These sacrifices are the reason I am who I am today. When I was younger, I didn't understand what my parents did for us. But now, as I look back, I can see how much they gave up to make sure we had a good life. Let me tell you about my dad. He worked so hard every single day. He owned a small shop where he sold tools and hardware. It wasn't a big business, and there were days when he barely made enough money. But he never let us feel it. I remember one winter when I needed a new coat for school. My old coat had holes in it, and I was embarrassed to wear it. I didn't want to ask my dad because I knew money was tight, but he noticed anyway. One evening, he came home with a brand new coat for me. He handed it to me with a smile and said, "Monica, a princess should never feel cold." I later found out that he skipped his lunch for 2 weeks to save enough money for that coat. When I think about that moment now, my heart feels so full. My mom's sacrifices were different, but just as powerful. She gave up her dreams to be there for us. As I told you before, she wanted to be a singer, but she chose to be a full-time mom instead. One day, I asked her, "Mom, do you ever wish you had followed your dreams?" She smiled and said, "I did follow my dream. My dream was to raise you, Emily, and Daniel. You three are my greatest songs." That answer made me cry. She never saw her sacrifices as a loss. To her, we were worth everything. Let's talk about Emily. She had a chance to study abroad when she was in college. She was so excited about it. She had always dreamed of seeing the world. But when my dad fell sick one year and couldn't work, Emily gave up her dream to stay and help the family. She took on a part-time job to support us. She never complained, even though I knew it hurt her to let go of that opportunity. She once told me, "Monica, dreams can wait. Family comes first. Now, Daniel, my protective, brave brother. There was a time when our family was going through a very tough financial period. I was in high school and wanted to join a school trip, but it was expensive. I decided not to go, but Daniel couldn't stand to see me upset. He started working small jobs, mowing lawns, delivering newspapers, just to save enough money for me to join that trip. When he gave me the money, he said, "You deserve to have fun, Monica. Don't worry about anything else." I couldn't believe he did that for me. That trip became one of the happiest memories of my life, all because of my brother's love. It wasn't just the big sacrifices. It was also the small things that showed how much my family cared. My mom staying up late to sew my torn school uniform so I wouldn't feel embarrassed. My dad walking me to school in the rain because I forgot my umbrella. Emily sharing her favorite dress with me, even though I spilled juice on it once. Daniel sneaking chocolate bars into my backpack whenever I was sad. These small acts of love made me realize that family isn't about grand gestures. It's about showing up for each other, every single day. One night, when I was about 16, I overheard my parents talking. My dad said, "I don't care if we don't have much. As long as the kids are happy, we have everything we need." Hearing that broke me and healed me at the same time. I realized that everything they did, every sacrifice, every struggle, was for us. It taught me that family is about putting others before yourself. It's about love that asks for nothing in return. Living far from my family now, I understand the weight of their sacrifices even more. Every success I achieve feels like it belongs to them too, because they built the foundation for it. I call my mom almost every day. She always says, "Monica, don't forget to eat." And my dad? He always ends our calls with, "Be strong, my girl. You're making us proud." Emily still sends me long messages, checking in to see if I'm okay. And Daniel? He sends me silly memes that make me laugh no matter how hard my day has been. I want to tell you about something I learned only after I grew up. Family is the strongest bond we have. When life becomes hard, they are the ones who hold us together. When everything falls apart, family is the place where we can start again. Let me share the moments that made me truly understand this. There was a time when I hit the lowest point in my life. I was struggling at my job, feeling like a failure. I couldn't sleep or eat properly, and I started to think I wasn't good enough. One evening, I called my mom. The moment she picked up, I couldn't stop crying. I told her everything. How lost I felt, how nothing was working out. She listened quietly, and then she said, "Monica, life is like the sky. Some days are full of storms, but the storms always pass. You are stronger than you think, and we are always here to lift you up." Hearing her words was like a light in the darkness. I realized I wasn't alone. And that gave me the courage to keep going. When I visited home a few months later, my dad took me for a walk. We didn't say much at first, just walked side by side. Then he turned to me and said, "Monica, do you know why trees grow so strong?" I shook my head, and he continued, "They have deep roots. No matter how strong the wind is, the roots hold the tree steady. Family is your roots. Whenever life feels too hard, remember where you come from. You'll always find your strength there. Those words stayed with me. I think about them whenever I face a challenge. Emily gave me the best piece of advice I've ever received. She said, "Monica, don't chase perfection. Chase happiness. And remember, the happiest moments in life are always with family." She was right. The best memories I have are the simplest ones. Sitting on the kitchen floor with Emily, eating cookies and laughing at silly jokes. Watching my dad read bedtime stories, his voice calm and comforting. Helping my mom in the garden, feeling the sun on my face. These moments didn't cost anything, but they are worth more than anything I could ever buy. Daniel, my brother, has his own way of showing love. When I moved far from home, he sent me a letter. It wasn't long, but it meant everything to me. He wrote, "Monica, no matter how far you are, remember this. You have a home, and it's not just a place. It's us. We are your home." Reading those words made me cry. It made me realize that family isn't about being perfect. It's about being there for each other, no matter what. Now that I live on my own, I've learned something important. Success, money, and achievements can feel empty without people to share them with. Family is not just the people who raised you. It's the people who stand by you when no one else does. It's the love that never asks for anything in return. If you are lucky enough to live with your family right now, hug them. Tell them how much you love them. Don't wait for the right moment to show your gratitude. It's always the right moment. And if you're far from your family, call them. Send them a message. Let them know they are in your heart. Life moves fast, and we often forget what really matters. But let me tell you this. No matter how successful you become, no matter how far you go, you will always look back and realize that family was your greatest treasure. Family is like a tree. The branches grow in different directions, but the roots remain the same. These roots give you strength when you feel weak. They remind you of who you are when the world tries to change you. Hold on to them. Fight for them. Because in the end, it's not the house, the job, or the money that stays. It's the love of your family that makes your life meaningful. Before I end this story, I want you to close your eyes and think about your family. Think about the times they helped you, supported you, or simply made you smile. Now, promise yourself this. No matter how busy life gets, no matter how far you go, you will never forget to love them, cherish them, and thank them for being your foundation. Because family isn't just part of your life, it is your life. Take care of your family, and they will take care of you in ways you can't imagine. That's the greatest gift you'll ever have. Thank you for listening. I hope this story touched your heart as much as it touched mine.